My name is Alexa Mendoza. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and my six-word story is, you're Mexican, but you sound white. My first language is Spanish, but by the age of 4, I was able to speak English fluently with the help of my older brother. Although both my parents spoke mostly Spanish at home, I slowly began to lose my native tongue. Once I was in middle school, I realized that my Spanglish was something I was embarrassed about, because all of my Latinx friends knew how to speak Spanish perfectly. I avoided talking with other Spanish speakers in fear that they will point out how poorly I pronounce Spanish words. One day in 7th grade, some of my classmates went around our classroom asking people about their ethnic background, and at this time I didn't fully understand anything about race or ethnicity. I just knew that my parents came from Mexico, so that made me Mexican-American. When it was my turn to answer the question of, "Who are you?" I replied with, "I'm Mexican." When I heard the response, "You're Mexican, but you sound white," I was confronted with one of my biggest insecurities, my American accent. I tried brushing it off, but I ended up falling into a spiral, questioning if I was Mexican enough, which is something I shouldn't have been worrying about at 12 years old. For the rest of middle school, I didn't feel comfortable speaking Spanish with anyone who was not my mom. But if I hadn't discovered the race card project through an activity assigned by my sociology professor, I would have never reflected on this time in my life. But compared to now, as I'm reaching the last year of high school, I could see that both my Spanish and my confidence in speaking it has improved significantly.